Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies. Mike is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust out of beautiful downtown Eastern Maryland, over on the eastern shore of Maryland, where the right under the migratory flyway, they got Canada geese coming out of their ears over there, and it's beautiful country, beautiful people, wonderful folks, great hospitality. If you get a chance to go there and spend some time over there, I encourage you to do that. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's EastonBankAndTrust.com, right, Mike?
You got it, James.
And, folks, it's not grandfather's banker's website. It's a cool website. It took me 5 years to get that website up, so I'm proud of it.
Good. I still haven't sent you your commission check.
I know. Hey, Mike, Dodd-Frank, the most perversely ironic name of any law that perhaps ever was, named after the two most infamous abusers of the system. No two individuals, in my opinion, did more to cause the real estate debacle that we've had than Chris Dodd and Barney Frank, and yet they named the bill to reform all of that after those guys. Now, there's never been a better example to me of Washington's shamelessness than that. Now, having gotten that off my chest, Mike, tell us how Dodd-Frank is affecting you as an independent community banker and therefore your small business customers.
Well, a couple quick thoughts. First of all, you know, community banks didn't think Dodd-Frank would be good for community banking at all, period. But with that said, there was no question that Congress was going to pass financial legislation to punish the banks. I mean, think about it for a minute. After the health care abortion, do you think that they were not going to pass a piece of legislation to punish the banking system for the meltdown of 2008? So
right.
We spent a lot of time trying to tweak it so that it was less injurious to community banks. And the result was a few, and I mean a few, positive outcomes for community banks. One was $250,000 of deposit insurance. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that meant that our funding sources were much more solidified, and that the too big to fail weren't always there to get the deposits. And the other was the change of the deposit assessment, where the largest banks were assessed more than the community banks. And that resulted in roughly $8 billion worth of assessment benefit to the community banking industry. So there are several things in Dodd-Frank that, in fact, help sustain the competitive nature of community banking. But with that said, there's plenty in Dodd-Frank that we would just as soon not have and that don't help community banks at all. As far as its impact, 99% of Dodd-Frank has not even gone into place. 99% is not legislation. It has not been interpreted. It has not been applied. So we really don't know how badly Dodd-Frank is going to encumber community banks yet, because it hasn't been interpreted. It really hasn't been enacted. It's 1,000 or 2 pages of new legislation, and that's pretty worrisome.
You don't know what kind of gotchas are out there waiting on you, do you?
No, we don't. We absolutely don't. But some have suggested that Dodd-Frank, as the application of Dodd-Frank today, is crushing community banks. And as a matter of fact, it is yet to be applied. It is legislation that was passed well before Dodd-Frank, like the CARD Act and other acts that were passed to punish some abusive behaviors. And there were abusive behaviors.
What is the thing that you most fear about it that you think will happen when it does come into force? What is the one thing? I got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, in terms of the punishment to community banking, we've always survived regulation somehow, some way. We figure out how to deal with it. I know we will at our bank. What's most compromising right now is the economy. That's what's hurting community banks. Lack of jobs, lack of industry, lack of growth.
I agree with you. We got a lot more work. But even though, but still, when your bank is regulated more, it hurts you. You hurt small business owners, and that's the part that I don't like. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. I always appreciate your perspectives on banking and small businesses. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, James. Best to you.
You too. See you later. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Sedona, Arizona. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.